Wildfires have ignited more than usual this year across Wisconsin. It's Friday, August 11th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, an event at Appleton East High School for freshmen of color was called racist by a conservative law firm. Corian Hess will have more. And Fort McCoy in western Wisconsin is building a new campus to house and train more troops and officers. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
About 250 more wildfires than normal have ignited across Wisconsin so far this year due to ongoing drought conditions. That's according to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Danielle Kading has more.
The DNR's wildfire dashboard shows 871 fires have consumed nearly 4,400 acres to date. That outpaces the 10-year average of just more than 600 fires for this time of year. That's according to figures shared with the Natural Resources Board on Wednesday. DNR wildfire prevention specialist Catherine Cooley said this year has been a roller coaster fire season.
We see a little bit of rain, the grasses kind of green up a little bit, and then it dries out again.
Despite the drought, she said the state has seen a steady decline in the number of fires over the last three decades. Cooley said that seems to be driven by improved technology, rapid response, and wetter springs driven by climate change. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Plans to replace a troubled Wisconsin youth prison are inching forward more than 2 years after it was originally slated for closure. State officials have been planning for years to replace the Lincoln Hills School for Boys and nearby Copper Lake School for Girls in remote northern Wisconsin with multiple smaller facilities in more densely populated areas. This week, the State Building Commission approved $78 million in construction plans for a youth detention center in Milwaukee. Charlene Moore of Youth Justice Milwaukee says she supports those plans so that detained youth can live closer to where many of them have family. But ultimately, she hopes the state invests in alternatives to incarceration before it builds any additional youth prisons beyond that.
The root causes are the things that we need to be putting more money into instead of millions and millions of dollars into building more youth prisons.
On Wednesday, the commission also okayed $6 million for planning and site selection of a second youth detention facility in Dane County. A conservative Wisconsin law firm and some community members say an event in Appleton for students of color is racist. Corian Hess reports the event will go on as planned.
Appleton East High School announced the meet and greet for freshman students 6 days ago on Facebook. The post has drawn hundreds of comments and prompted the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty to send a letter to the Appleton Area School District directing officials to take it down. Superintendent Greg Hartjes says Appleton's West and North High Schools planned similar events.
We have a lot of data that transition to ninth grade is so critical, and we know that it's the year that really can dictate how successful a student is in high school.
Hartjes says he has only heard from three parents in the district upset about the event. He says each district high school is hosting about six events for all incoming freshmen. Corinne Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A western Wisconsin military base is building new barracks to house more than 1,900 soldiers and officers. Construction was recently completed on two of the new buildings at Fort McCoy. Workers are expected to break ground on a third barracks in the coming weeks, as well as an officers' building. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin toured the base on Thursday. She helped secure $69 million in federal funding for the housing project. Outside of a firing range simulator, Baldwin said the construction was needed because of maintenance problems in the current barracks, which were built in the 1940s.
They just weren't keeping up with the times. There were all sorts of failures, including water damage, mold, and other issues.
But Fort McCoy is not demolishing the old barracks. Officials say they're working to refurbish them in order to maintain the ability to house up to 10,000 soldiers. Coming up, we'll have a Wisconsin Life episode about a rural bluegrass festival started by a maple syrup farmer named Larry. Stay with us.
If you've never given before, but you look forward to listening to WPR every day, that's a sign it's time to donate. It means that WPR is important to you, and you are important to us. We're listener-supported radio, which means we count on money from people like you to make the programs possible. Make your first ever contribution today at WPR.org. Thank you.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about a long-running music fest taking place next weekend.
Summer calendars in Wisconsin seem to overflow with music festivals. One of the longest-running gatherings is Larry Fest, which has been showcasing some of the region's best acoustic roots music since before it was back in the mainstream. WPR's Ezra Wall tells us more about its lasting legacy.
It's a rehearsal day for the Trempealeau-based bluegrass band Crooked Willow. The group formed in 2013 and features Elise Smith Waller singing and playing the banjo. Her husband Tim Waller plays the guitar and writes some of the group's songs. Jesse McDonald and Eric Hansen round out the group on fiddle and bass, respectively. Crooked Willow gets together to practice in the Wallers' living room before their upcoming performance at Larry Fest. The popular bluegrass festival has made rural Lafarge a summertime destination for more than 25 years. The Larry in Larry Fest is Larry Sobranek, a maple syrup farmer who lives near Lafarge in Vernon County. He doesn't mince words when he talks about how he got interested in bluegrass music.
It's probably been quite a few years ago, but after country music went to hell.
Larry, his brother Dan Sobranek, and friend Larry Liebel talked with me about the festival's unassuming name and its humble origins.
After the first festival, we were sitting at our local bar. There was about 10 or 15 people there, and they all had hats that said Larry Fest on it.
And you hated the idea.
I didn't like it.
It took about 5 years to get used to it. But yeah. After the first one we did, Bohemian Glen Music Fest, which, you know, doesn't really roll off the tongue. Somebody came in the bar, they owned the owners, and said, are you going to do that Larry Fest thing again? Somebody said it. And I said, that's it. That's the name.
Elise Smith Waller says the remote, rural setting of the festival helps to remove the distractions of modern, everyday life for musicians and festival goers alike.
There's something special about Larry Fest. There's no internet service, so you have to kind of be present.
The music may seem old-fashioned to some, but Elise's fellow band members, bassist Eric Hansen and fiddle player Jesse McDonald, both public school music teachers, say connecting people to traditional music is important.
I think it just speaks to people's souls. It's just a departure from what you hear day to day.
I think there's good music across all the centuries. So often folks think like music from long ago just isn't fun or lively or it's stuffy and stiff. And any great musician or artist or person who's passionate about what they're doing, they can make it come alive.
There's a handful of quirky traditions the festival faithful have come to look forward to. Mysterious, illuminated, skeletal figures dance through the woods. Giant piles of sweet corn free for the taking to Saturday attendees. And of course, the traditional lighting of the woods.
So if you're on the main stage looking out, there's a grove of trees off to the left, probably 70 to 80 trees. And so we wrap those all with miniature Christmas lights, and then we light them up at night. So it's pretty cool.
The ethos of Larry Fest seems infectious. Visiting artists even compose songs about it. One singing, there's just one place I want to go. I go to Larry Fest. It's not the biggest, but the very best.
I go to Larry Fest. It's not the biggest, but the very best. String music in a holy west.
WPR's Ezra Wall brought us that story on Larry Fest. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
Larry Fest takes place August 17th through 19th in Lafarge. Looking forward to that. And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for this Friday edition of Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, you can catch us every weekday morning wherever you get your podcast. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe, leave us that rating and review, and tell a friend about the podcast. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday.